The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM and 88.1 in Lee, WSBR. We are talking today about the 4th of July. That's why the patriotic John Philip Sousa music here. And we have Rebecca Breen in studio with us. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. And how are you today?
Great. Thanks. For those of you who don't know, Rebecca does many things here in Pittsfield. Great ambassador for this city. Between the being the director of the Downtown Pittsfield Inc., but you're also the president of the Pittsfield Parade Committee, and that is what we're talking about today. So, welcome.
Thank you. We're very excited about the parade this year.
I think everybody is.
Yes.
I mean, it's a 250.
Yes, right? It is.
It's a big milestone. So what? I guess the first thing we want to kind of get into is every year there's a theme, right? What is the theme for this year?
Well, we weren't very creative. It is the America 250, but we are looking to celebrate actually Pittsfield celebrating the generations. You know, our community here is so resilient and has grown for so long, so many things to celebrate. So we did ask our participants actually to reflect about the story and really talk about historical events, defining moments, the different era, decades, or something that is generationally important to us. You know, we are a great storytelling group. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted our participants to tell that story.
So what does that look like?
So we envisioned everything from, of course, our regular, you know, wonderful fife and drum corps bands going back in, you know, full regalia and dress. But also, why not do something that reflects something a little bit more modern? Mm-hmm. You know, we have a great group who's going to be coming as part of our music group with his Youth Alive, and they do step dance and a drum line. And I'm like, what a great way to take that story of fife and drum and putting it into the current generation.
Oh yeah, that's a great that's a great bridge into that. So we've it is, let's also get out there when it is, because the holiday might throw some people off because of the day that's actually recognized. So a lot of people have the day off on Friday, the 3rd. But the parade is actually on the 4th.
On July 4th, and we step off at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
On the dot. Yes.
On the dot.
On the dot.
I know. I've seen you guys. Yeah. you run a tight ship, which you have to. So.
Yes.
So it'll start at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And it starts down at South Street at Housatonic Street.
Yes, right at the corner of there of where South and East Housatonic actually start. People do need to be aware, though, we have almost 150 units this year, including our banners and our special guests and, you know, our floats and our community groups. So we actually start our process. You will see volunteers out on the streets as early as 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And roads do get closed off at 8 a.m. down in that area in some areas. So some of the back streets, what we call our staging area. Mm-hmm. You know, the PPD will be there first thing in the morning with us, making sure that everybody is where they need to be. But there will be directional both on our area as well as down by Wacona Park, where in certain streets and certain directionals will have to be detoured.
Okay. Yeah. So just make sure everybody is aware that they're not surprised when they are trying to make their way to Wacona Street or to North Street or South Street, for that matter.
Absolutely.
That there will be some diversions.
Yep. And we love the fact that our neighbors there and our residents in those little pockets and neighborhoods are very respectful. And we just ask everybody to do the same when it comes to, you know, finding those detours that you need to take.
Sure. And you know, most of us know our way around. So, but just anticipate that. So, you know, think about where are you going to park? Kind of make those plans in advance. And if it's something you can walk to or carpool to, then that would be the recommendation, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Minimize the impact on the neighborhoods.
Yes.
Yeah. So, when you said there's 150, registered Participants. So that could be a float or band or just people marching, right, in different groups. 150. Is that an increase from previous years?
So it is a little bit larger than last year, mm-hmm. and it's about the average, to be honest with
okay.
you. I think that as community groups love being part of it, our local businesses love being part of it, you will see more and more, I think, as we move forward. I think during the transition, when the couple of years where we weren't able to have a parade. Mm-hmm. We were a little bit slower getting moving, but the 150, really, we were very happy with that number.
Yeah. And to be clear as well, if you haven't already registered your organization, your business, your float, whatever it might be, registration is closed.
That is
at
correct.
This point. Yeah.
It takes a lot of work. You know, we spend, we are very careful and very strategic about the lineup itself.
Mm-hmm.
So as, you know, our deadline usually is the beginning of June, and we go through and make sure that everybody that we know usually registers is there, and we make a couple of phone calls. But it takes a long time for us to determine, you know, which fire department is going to be where and what mm-hmm. float is going to go where, just to make sure that everybody is represented, make sure that groups that sort of, you know, have a common theme or prefer to march together are together. Many groups now bring recorded music.
Mm.
And so that is always a big deal. We'd never want the Irish dance group to be next to a brass band because it sort of makes it a little bit more difficult to do what they do.
Yeah.
So
you don't want to throw off their rhythm or drown one another out.
Exactly.
And I've been in the parade. I've watched the parade. I've seen it from both angles, and especially right there at that intersection where it all comes together. You know, you guys do a great job of mixing it up. You know, you've got a float, a band, a balloon, whatever it is. Like you're directing traffic right there. You know, like, okay, this one next, that one next. And obviously that's all pre-planned.
Absolutely.
Everybody's numbered. You've put that in an order because you are conscientious of that. You're trying to make sure that each participant is highlighted in their own way without interfering on the others.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And those merges, as they're called, they start at Bartlett. So mm-hmm. we have fire trucks that come onto Bartlett on one side, and we have community groups at another.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Wendell, we have music groups, and we have the veterans and special guests.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the way down South Street, we have our floats and our larger vehicles, and the balloons sort of gather there behind Aaron's. They are great. They offer up their parking lot for us to inflate the balloons there, and they come on from West Housatonic Street. And each group, it's almost like a zipper. If you can think of a zipper coming up, you need to make sure the right mm-hmm. people are in the right order as they come. And not just for us to make sure that the parade flows nicely, but also for PCTV.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get to the spot where the music's playing and the judges are to evaluate how great all of our bands are. But PCTV also then does give a description on TV and on the radio for everyone to be able to know who's there. And it's very important that those things are in order.
And to that point, I have to put in a little plug for ourselves here, right? So if you can't make it in person, or even if you do make it, you can always watch later just to kind of hear that narrative and so forth. But it's great because there have been a few years where I haven't been able to make it. And I do. I'll turn it on and watch it. So PCTV Access Television Channel 1301. That's where you can watch it. Or the PCTV Select 1. And also, of course, on the Pittsburgh Community Television Facebook page. You
yes.
can watch it there, all live on those three mediums. And then of course, you know, you can always watch it again later. So if you're in the parade and you want to see how you looked, go back and watch it later on. It'll be posted. And that's, you know, the live coverage is supported by Greylock Federal Credit Union. So we're grateful for that.
It's interesting. Our parade committee, if you look back to my predecessor, of course, Peter Marchetti,
mm-hmm.
he had not actually seen a parade for almost 30 years because he was so involved, obviously, as the president of the parade committee. And before that, you know, the coordinator, I mean, he was through a couple of generations there, not mm-hmm. ever able to actually sit and watch the parade. And we use it. We go back and we watch it on TV to say, how did the flow mm-hmm. go? Did we need to slow down the participants? Did we need to make sure they go a little bit faster? Do mm-hmm. we need to give new direction in terms of, you know, how far behind the person in front of you need to be? So mm-hmm. We use it to critique the parade. And actually, as I said, you know, for many of us who yeah. have been on the committee for a long time and volunteer, we never get to see the parade. So,
so sort of like a football coach, you guys go back and watch the game tape.
Absolutely.
And see where, what you can do next time.
Yes.
Yeah. So we talked about the theme, which is the generations.
Yes.
Right. But to that point, too, every year there's always a grand marshal.
Yes.
So who do we have today? And is this brand new news? Is this breaking news?
This is breaking news. Absolutely. And I am going to refer to my phone, anyone who's watching this on the TV, because I always want to make sure that I am giving all of the correct information. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So our grand marshals are something that our committee comes together and we talk about. Sometimes it is brought up at the same time as the theme, and sometimes you just find the person who fits the theme perfectly. And that's absolutely what happened this year. You know, when you talk about our community and so many individuals who can make a difference, this individual specifically just really sort of came together because of the impact he has made on so many different generations. And that is Vin Marinara.
Okay.
So, you know, he fits so perfectly. If you look at what the major commitments he's done as a mentor and an educator, a coach, an advocate, a leader, the lasting impact on Pittsfield families is, you know, immeasurable. Mm-hmm. You know, he started his career teaching in Pittsfield Catholic schools. He's been coaching for youth sports. And then he managed the CYC. For so many years. I mean, shaping the lives of young people in our community is something that, you know, it takes a special person. Mm-hmm. It really does. And then, of course, later on, he sort of went to the other end of the spectrum and he became director of the senior center. So
there's generations, just like you said.
Generations. Like
the
theme, yes. And, you know,
generations.
And I know that his being at the senior center, he was able to take stories and take history and pull that out of the individuals who were there and give them a platform to be able to talk about, you know, what they remember and what their upbringing is. And, you know, I think that our older generation needs that, that storytelling. We go back to that and the stories that they can tell about Pittsfield and about, you know, their favorite restaurant or, you know, parades that they attended when they were young. So we think that that is really something very, very special. And yeah, we think Vin is very, very special.
Oh, he sure is. I think that's a great choice.
So yes.
Congratulations on that. And congratulations to Vin and his family.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, to your point there about, you know, giving people a platform, particularly older generations, to be able to tell their stories and their experiences, that's because they don't have the video of it.
Right.
Right. So what a great opportunity to have people tell. I mean, we all like to do it. Right. Yep. We all tell our own stories. You know, we remember a certain store by a certain name 30 years ago. We still go back to that. Right. So so it is important to have that outlet. And that ability to share those memories.
Well, everyone on the parade, again, there are so many traditions that go along with the Pittsfield Parade. And I can tell you that even my own family and most families, they know exactly where they're going to sit. Mm-hmm. And they know exactly where their family's going to be. And every year it's the same spot, you know. And every year it's the question of, well, you know, is my cousin coming? Or, you know, is it just the immediate family? And how many chairs do you need to set up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody has that type of story to tell.
Mm-hmm. Now, with that in mind, is there, have you ever heard anybody say that they have like the best spot? And, or is it one of those like secret things? Like if somebody really has a great spot, they won't tell you about it. Like sort of like hunters, you know, they're like, they won't tell you where they're hunting spaces are.
We love the stories. We have a gentleman who has been part of the parade and he attended with his daughters and his own children for years. And now he comes with his grandchildren and he sits pretty much near the viewing stand where PCTV is and where all the music plays. And every year he has his own sign that he brings and that his granddaughter holds. And it's to start playing your music now.
Oh.
And so he's right there along South Street as people are coming up near where the Pittsfield Co-op and, you know, bank is. And he makes sure that all of the bands know that they need to be prepared to start playing because the judges are coming up. Mm-hmm. So those types of stories just, you know, make my heart, you know.
So he's actively participating.
Absolutely.
And helping out.
Yes.
So he's volunteering to just to do that, to kind of keep things rolling because he knows the drill.
He knows the drill. And honestly, he calls us. He's like, are we good for this year? And I'm like, yes, we're good for this year. And we love the fact that, you know, we have the community behind us to do things like that.
Yeah. And to that point, again, I keep using that phrase, volunteers, which is, I mean, your committee is made up of what, eight people, right?
Yes.
So, and that's a lot of work. The planning of this thing is probably, I can imagine, immense. 150 participants that you need to organize. You got to work with the city. You got to get everything arranged. Even though there's a playbook, it's still something fresh every year, right? But then on top of that, where you really need help are volunteers.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about that, how people can help out and what kind of things maybe they could help with.
Absolutely. So our the parade committee actually starts planning the parade in August for the following year, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, as we said, we watch the tapes back and with the playbook, you know, and try and figure out what we need to do better for the following year. But it's everything from, if you think about permitting, you think about fundraising. You think about sending out the applications and reviewing the applications. You think about how many bands you have versus how many community groups and who's going to do a float. We host float workshops because every float needs to be inspected by the fire department to make sure that it's safe. Mm-hmm. Even like this week, we're cleaning off the banners from last year and making sure we have all the banners that we need. We're doing advertising, making sure we have all the ads together for the Berkshire Eagle to be able to put online. We are ordering the awards for the floats and for the fire trucks and for the musicians. And then, of course, then day of is the crunch time. As I mentioned, we have 150 units that span across the neighborhoods there on Bartlett Ave and Wendell Ave and South Street and West Housatonic Street. And then we have people at the grandstand to make sure that, you know, again, the musicians know that they're there to play. We have to arrange for someone to sing the national anthem. Mm. And then at the end of the parade, we need someone to gather up all of the banners that have been used. And that day of volunteerism is really where we need help. You know, we can look at a local event recently that was canceled in West Stockbridge because they didn't have enough volunteers.
The Zucchini
Fest.
Yeah.
And they were looking for 150 volunteers. Mm. And as we've said, we have probably now, by the time you get some of our people who come in like the couple of weeks ahead of time who maybe can't be there all year long, but show up when it's really needed, we probably currently have 25 committed people and we probably need 75.
If anyone
would like to, you know, volunteer for the day off, it's an early morning. Our volunteers who check in all of those 150 groups usually show up between 7 and 8. Our first people show up on the streets by, you know, our floats get there very early because they get judged. They get there by 8 o'clock. And it's a great day. You get to see your community. Mm-hmm. You get to meet the bands. You get to see, you know, what it takes to inflate a balloon, which is fantastic. And then, of course, part of that is really the pride you get into putting together an event like this that is so memorable here in Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. You know, they can contact through our website, PittsfieldParade.com. There's a place that you can email us from there, and then we'll be able to give you a call and get you scheduled and, you know, find out, you know, what you'd like to do.
So PittsfieldParade.com is how people can reach out to you and the rest of the committee.
Absolutely.
To offer to volunteer.
Yes.
And to your point about, like, engaging with all that behind the scenes stuff, it is fun, you know, and I've seen it as a perspective of being in the parade. And, you know, there's that downtime. You know, you got to get in position so that you're ready to help out of respect for all the work you guys have done. You know, everybody should be there on time. And then it gives you time to just mingle.
Yes.
And walk around a couple blocks. You know, if you've got another hour till you're rolling, you can walk up a few blocks and go see where all the fire trucks are or, you know, the bands, you know, because I know you kind of set, you know, separate them by their categories initially.
Yes.
Right? And then the balloon, all that stuff. So you're spot on. I concur.
I started as a volunteer. Pete White actually roped me in. I will say that he called me on July 2nd mm-hmm. in 19 16, no, it wasn't quite that long ago, but it was, you know, many years ago. Yeah. And he said, I need someone who is community minded, who mm-hmm. knows people within the community to volunteer on Community Street.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me the lowdown. He's like, you'll get a clipboard and you'll get a list of where, who everybody is in the community, who's going to be on that street and what number they have to stand at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I can do this. Not a problem. And I loved it.
Yeah.
So many people that I knew, so many people I was able to be introduced to,
mm-hmm.
Again, make those connections. Mm-hmm. It was almost like a networking event as well. So it was fantastic.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
yeah.
And since that first year, my role has sort of increased, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as Pete Marchetti needed to have his focus elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
he's still on our committee.
Mm-hmm.
He still provides a lot of support. The institutional knowledge that he has, along with many of our other you know, community members who have come and gone, you know, every year it's a little bit different on who can be part of our group, you know, but the knowledge that they have of previous years and previous grand marshals. And, you know, we have the list of every single theme that has gone on. So we don't really, you know, repeat them too often type of thing. But
mm-hmm.
it's just an amazing crew.
Mm-hmm. So you've been, how long do you think you've been with the committee?
I joined in 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there wasn't one during COVID, right?
Correct.
Is that correct? Yeah.
Correct.
Which kind of was the case for pretty much everything that
yes.
year. But I had the opportunity of being in the parade a few times, but in particular, like I remember, like I don't know, like around 2012, 14, 13, somewhere around there, I was with the state police.
Yes.
And so I was able to get one of our old antique cruisers, and I did that for a couple of years, and that was a lot of fun. It was like a 1952 cruiser, and you know, I got on the full uniform. But the thing is, a 1952 cruiser has no air conditioning.
No, they don't.
So I was sweating in there, and I had the window down for whatever that was worth. But you know, as you know, it's a slow roll. And also being an older vehicle, I was what they call three on the tree, was
yes.
the, right, which I had to learn, which was okay. But, you know, cruising along nice and slow, I was like, oh, like it was so hot that day, one year anyway. And I just kept thinking, if I could just get to Maplewood and then it'll be downhill.
No.
Like, please don't
well,
crash out on
and
me,
that's you when know. You talk about lineup.
Yeah,
you know, it's
sure.
amazing in terms of the antique cars.
Mm-hmm.
They can't sit in idle for very long,
mm-hmm.
and the further back in the parade they are, the longer they end up mm-hmm. idling. So when we're doing the lineup, we take that into account.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of groups who have young children in them,
mm-hmm.
and for them to stand around, first of all, for hours, it can be challenging, you know, for the group who's trying to corral them. So we take that into account. One of our balloon carrier volunteer groups is actually the Route 8 Grill up
mm-hmm.
in North County.
Mm.
And they like to carry the first balloon because they have to go and open up the shop.
Sure.
You know, I mean, they come all the way from North Adams to come down to volunteer to carry a balloon for our parade.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you try and be respectful because, you know, that's an amazing thing. Most of our balloons need at least 8 people
mm.
to be able to manage them. Of course, helium is very expensive right now. So how the balloons are managed down the street are a little bit different. You'll see many of them are on platforms now and have a fan. They're called cold air balloons,
hmm.
As opposed to the ones that are, you know, on tethers that you hold because they float upwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something, you know, when you talk about a parade and you talk about everything that needs to go into it, the management of the budget
mm-hmm.
and the fundraising, many people do not realize the cost of something like this.
Sure.
You know, in the heyday when obviously things were different in every community, the budget would be very significant.
Mm-hmm.
And like this year, knowing that so many of our organizations locally are looking to support our community that's most in need in terms of, you know, food and housing and support of children, we knew that the donations would be a little bit more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made some tough decisions in terms of who we were inviting and where the money was going to go. But, you know, our goal this year was to raise $100,000. Even though we know that that wasn't quite our budget. And part of that had to do with the fact that over the past few years, we've actually exceeded what our, you know, the cost outweighed the donations.
Mm-hmm.
And so our little kitty that we try and keep in there to make sure that we'll have a parade every year has been dwindling. You know, we've always loved the fact that the past few years we've brought in a very large group in terms of the Mummers and the Wolfat Band out of Philadelphia. But the price tag for them to come, we pay for not only the bands themselves to play, but we pay for the busing to, for them to get here.
Sure.
We pay for the housing once they're here. And if you can think of what that costs to, you know, put up a band for two nights
in the summer,
over a holiday time period. And then they also normally provide us, you know, they'll play on the Friday night, but then we also provide them dinner because they play for that alone can cost $20,000. And when we're looking to keep our budget under $75,000 this year, that was, you know, when you make those types of decisions. So we were very happy. We have nine musical groups coming. They do focus mainly on the fife and drum type of, you know, historic, and then a couple of local groups that bring in that generational thing. And I think people are going to love the lineup. But at the same time, you know, when we did get some questions on why we weren't bringing the Mummers back, you know, and they're like, well, if we had only known. And it's like, well, you know, if we do $20,000 and bring them, what other groups were we not going to be able to support to be here?
Right. And then to that, what you just said about if we had only known kind of thing. And a lot of times these are realizations that people have kind of last minute, like now, right?
Absolutely.
So so rather than next June saying, oh, if we'd only known, here it is before this year's 2026. Yes. There's your heads up for 2027.
Yep. You can go to PittsfieldParade.com. Yeah. There's a nice little donate button there that you can do. Of course, the day of, we do the Bucket Brigade at the end of the parade. So if anyone has, you know, a $5 bill, a $20 bill, whatever they'd like to drop in, that's always helpful. We also do a number of different events throughout the year, Dine to Donate, things of that nature. We'll be doing a music bingo come after the parade itself. You know, it's the prep for a small group like us sort of takes it on. Watch for those fundraisers, you know, write the check, you know,
is there some way throughout the year that people can be made aware of these things? Like, is there something they could subscribe to right now? Is there something existing right now so that they're notified?
Yes. Our we do have a Facebook page.
Through Facebook.
We've actually expanded it. We hit 3,000 followers actually yesterday. So we're very excited about that. Sometimes people forget about it, but if you subscribe to that or if you follow us on Facebook, then you will get updates on different types of events and fundraisers that we'll be doing throughout the year. It'll also give some more information. And if you want to volunteer and you want to come and sit down in one of our meetings and talk about what we need to do, it'll let you know when those sort of like group sessions are going to be so you can get an idea.
Okay. So so everybody out there, if you're signed up with the Facebook page, monitor that throughout the year because it is too late when it comes around to May and June to really pull those bands and those performers in. So if that's something that you're really passionate about, see where you can be helpful throughout the year.
Yes.
So they can so the committee can plan accordingly.
Absolutely.
All right. So we are just going to take a quick break here. We're coming up on the top of the hour. We're going to pause for our station identity and thank some of our underwriters. And then when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Rebecca Breen, who is the president of the Pittsfield Parade Committee. And we'll go over a lot of things we've talked about already about what's coming up for this parade. Our Grand Marshal is...
Vin Marinero.
So we'll revisit that a little bit. And again, congratulations to Vin and his family for that. So we'll be back in a moment, and we will continue this conversation.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sontrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sondrini.com.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
If you or someone you care about has experienced or is currently dealing with sexual or domestic abuse, Elizabeth Freeman Center is here for you, day or night, whether you're ready to take action or just want to talk. You are not alone. Call our free and confidential hotline to speak to a counselor today at 866-401-2425. That's 866-401-2425, or visit our website at elizabethfreemancenter.org.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, 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 that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, and we are back with the morning drive, and we are talking about 4th of July and the 4th of July parade that's coming up again this year, as it does every year. And so hence the John Philip Sousa intro here, because hopefully we'll hear plenty of this or something similar to it anyway on the 4th of July here in Pittsfield. So we have in studio Rebecca Breen. Rebecca, how are you?
I'm well, and how are you today?
Good. For those of you who don't know Rebecca, and I know many of you do, she's quite a face of Pittsfield in a lot of ways, but she is particularly, today we're talking to her as the president of the Pittsfield Parade Committee, which is a major undertaking. Anybody who's ever been to the parade or been in the parade recognizes that. So to you and your committee, thank you, Rebecca,
thank you
for doing all that you guys are doing. So this year we have, let's talk about our theme again. What's the theme for this year?
It's celebrating through the generations.
Through the generations.
Yes.
That is the title.
Yes. It's a throwback. Obviously, mm-hmm. the American 250, as we talked about, mm-hmm. is such a huge milestone for our country. It really is to highlight the milestones here in Pittsfield and in the Berkshires, you know, as a resilient community mm-hmm. and a community that is looking to thrive. You know, these are the highlights that we are hoping to see in the parade.
Yeah, for sure. And there's lots to, there, like you said, in Berkshire County and Pittsfield in particular, there is lots to highlight.
Yes.
As far as what people do for this community, which brings us to the naming of the Grand Marshal this year.
Yes, our Grand Marshal is Vin Marinara.
Mm-hmm.
He embodied the theme so in so many ways with his starting as an educator. With the Pittsfield Catholic Schools, followed by his being director of the CYC and coaching through our younger generations and eventually ending up at the Senior Center here mm-hmm. in Pittsfield, you know, and telling the stories and hearing the stories and making sure that our community who has lived experience
mm-hmm.
Are respected and really highlighted. Mm-hmm. And so what better way in terms of picking a Grand Marshal to celebrate the celebration, the generations here in Pittsfield?
Yeah. And just from his resume that you've kind of highlighted, clearly he's someone who has influenced across the generations.
Definitely.
Between mentoring our youth, and then being there to support our aging population as
yes.
well. So that's great. So well-deserved. Well, good choice, particularly given the theme. So before, let's get into when it is, again, to clarify for everybody. But I just want to put out there as well, if you can't attend the parade on the 4th, and it is on Saturday the 4th.
Saturday the 4th, 10 a.m.
That's right. You can always watch it on PCTV Access Television on channel 1301, so 1301, or PCTV Select 1, and always on PCTV Facebook page. And if you don't have an opportunity to watch it live, you can always watch it later. And of course, it's a great thing to be able to watch it later after you've been there and kind of watch the highlights. And if you were in it, you get kind of sort of like a game day review, right?
Absolutely.
To see how you looked, how you did. And I know, as you said earlier, that's something that's a tool that you guys use to see how you can improve the following year. Not that there's always need for improvement. You know, sometimes you hit it just right, right? So it is on Saturday the 4th, even though
yes.
the holiday is on is recognized. A lot of people will have the day off on the 3rd. But the parade will be on the 4th, which is Saturday.
Saturday, yes.
Right. And starts at 10 a.m. sharp.
Step off on at 10 a.m.
Yep.
Although everyone should be aware, because of the preparation of almost 150 participants, there will be some delays as well as some detours around our downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we set up in the neighborhood of Wendell Ave and Bartlett Ave. We go down South Street and West Housatonic Street. So you'll want to avoid those areas. There'll be many road closures. And then, of course, we end at Wacona Park.
Mm-hmm.
But the July 4th road race starts in that area.
Right. So for, as many of you know as well, there is the July 4th 5K, and that starts, as you said, down on Wacona Street.
Yes.
And then comes up North Street onto South Street and turns around right where the parade actually steps off, right?
One of the best things is, as we're getting ready in the last minute preparations of ours, is to watch those runners come uh-huh. around that corner. It's uh-huh. fantastic. Their prep area is near Pex Road. So mm-hmm. another thing to keep in mind is that, you know, I'll avoid Wacona Park,
mm-hmm.
But they actually gather, their numbers this year are amazing. They are getting the weather, long-term forecast is looking great. So they will be starting closer to the Pex Road area. So again, be respectful, you know, mm-hmm. you'll have a lot of people out there stretching and getting ready for the day. So, you know, if you can avoid that area as well, definitely advised.
And if you're interested in being part of the road race, registration is available up to the day before.
That's correct.
And you can go to Berkshire Running Foundation.
Yes.
That's one place you can get it. This is also supported by Berkshire Health Systems. So Maureen Logan and Siobhan Lemmy are the organizers of this race. And from what I understand, they're looking at possibly record numbers of
Absolutely.
Racers this year. Probably, you know, because of the extra emphasis on being 250, there's a lot more engagement and interest because of that milestone.
And they get runners from all over.
Sure.
That's the thing. Their races, they bring in so many individuals for the races themselves. You know, their marathons that Berkshire Running Foundation does, they're just amazing. They have mm-hmm. corporate challenges as part of this July 4th 5K. It's, again, they are such a driver for our community, both in terms of working with nonprofits and mm-hmm. running and, you know, organizing races for their,
For the running center.
For the running yeah. center itself. Yeah. You mm-hmm. know, it's just, it's amazing. Bib pickup is usually the day before
mm-hmm.
and located usually at their location, which is in the Allendale Underground.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely get signed in and plan to pick up your bib before the race day. But it is, again, when you talk about traditions, you talk about our high school kids, you talk mm-hmm. about, you know, the cross country teams and the track teams and things like that. They all race together.
Yeah.
You know, it's just an amazing event.
And I see here that if you're a Berkshire County student, K through 12, it's actually free registration.
Yes.
So that encourages that type of participation for the teams and so forth. Otherwise, it's $35 up until July 1st.
Yes.
And then it'll go up to 40. So, you know, if you can register beforehand, you save a couple bucks on that.
And when you talk about a group that has influence on generations, so my son Daniel actually ran in high school mm-hmm. and was coached on a private level by Siobhan and Kent Lemmy, mm-hmm. who are the owners of the Berkshire Running Center.
Yep.
And she obviously with the Berkshire Running Foundation. And he went to college, he came back to the Berkshires, and now he is actually a coach at the high school
mm-hmm.
and works
on the committee.
Absolutely. Yep. So when you talk about generational impact, this race also has that here in Berkshire County.
Yeah, it sure does. And like you said, Berkshire Running Foundation, they do a lot of philanthropic things here. They support a lot of nonprofits.
Yes.
When different nonprofits want to have a race, a 5K or 10K to raise money. So yeah, the 4th of July parade, go to Berkshire Running Foundation if you want to register there. And they have a couple other good things coming up in the near future too. There's but it's the race on the, I think it's the 19th of July, and it's at Highland Farm.
Yes.
So the moving is M-O-O, like moo,
yes.
Right? Like a cow.
Yeah.
And then there's the pedal and plod a few weeks later up in Adams, which is a bicycle and running. So lots of great things coming up. So when we talk about the parade itself, one of the things that is impacting is the scheduling for First Friday.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. Is there a First Friday in July?
There is not. Many of the same groups who help support both of those events, it would be a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You know, our Pittsfield Police Department, our city employees who help, obviously, with closing down of roads, many of the same volunteers at both events, mm-hmm. many of the same community groups attend both events. And so we know that everyone's schedule, especially with July 4th being on a Saturday, with the local concerts and the local activities, we have opted not to do a First Fridays in July. Mm-hmm. But of course, there will be one in August. That'll be August 7th will be the next First Fridays. And then there'll be September 4th is the ending one for the season.
So two more,
yes.
for the rest of the summer, just not on the 3rd because of capacity.
Correct.
Basically. The capacity of the volunteers and the participants, just too much.
Yes, yeah. We are so lucky in both of these situations that the city supports us in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, their crew from the Department of Public Works with closing down streets and providing barricades, our PPD, making sure everybody is safe. It's just amazing that our city supports in many ways. A lot of people think the city actually puts on the parade, and it is different. They don't pay for the parade. That's all through donations from the community and from our local businesses. But what they do for us is that sort of what's called in-kind contribution, and that their crews support us in so many ways.
Yeah, they sure do. Like you said, it's a community event, but the committee itself is a nonprofit.
That's correct.
And actually, I was reading on your website that was established basically 77. Your first one you held was 78. So as a committee, you're coming up on your 50th.
Absolutely.
Pretty soon.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And the parade itself goes back much further than that.
Sure.
Our parade actually might even be a little longer than the 250 we're celebrating, which is sort of an amazing thing. Again, mm-hmm. talking about generational and history here in Pittsfield,
yeah.
we are one of the oldest parades in the country.
Yeah. And you know, over the past few months, I've had some folks on the show here from like the Historical Society and Ventford Hall and all these other historical places. And, you know, we've really highlighted, especially being 250, what each of them are doing to recognize something about their facility or their location or in the case of the Historical Society, all the things that have happened here in Berkshire County that contributed to the revolution.
Yes.
You know, and how involved our people were here.
Absolutely.
So there is such a strong, rich history of our nation here. So being 250, there are lots more things than the parade throughout the year that people can recognize and help to celebrate this 250, including not just other events, but there are other things that we can do in Pittsfield. We talked about First Friday.
Absolutely.
And we want to recognize that this is not a one and done to come down on the 4th of July and watch the parade. There's so much else going on downtown. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So one of the great things right now that you've seen over the past few years is the addition of murals in our downtown.
Yeah.
So we have a new one that was just unveiled at 7 North Street. So most people know that as the DA's office. That mural is number, I want to make sure I get this correct, number 37.
That's a 30,
in our downtown corridor.
That's 37
murals between downtown and into our west side.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown Pittsfield has an app. You can go on there. That, you know, I'll plug that, download that onto. It's free to download. but you actually can look at so many different things, whether it be Lightscapes, which is the coordinated lighting of different historic buildings in our downtown, the different paint boxes throughout our community, but the murals in our downtown. That large one on the DA's office is number 37.
Mm.
And there will be three more that'll be completed by the end of this year.
Hmm.
So a new one will be going on the back of the Adlib building.
Mm-hmm.
That is a community mural that children actually picked the subject matter, and an artist took what they wanted and made it into a stylized, beautiful piece of art. At our last First Fridays, the community actually came and was painting panels to be able to use for the artist. That'll be unveiled at the August event, which is fantastic. And then we just did the selection. It has not been announced yet for the Emerging Artist program that we do. That's part of Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and the City of Pittsfield and Milltown Foundation. And those are the murals you'll see along the walls of the BRTA. So that will be starting and will be done by the end of the summer. And then the City of Pittsfield, actually through the Cultural Development, just put a call for art. So if an artist or a muralist would like to apply, they can go to Cultural Pittsfield and they can apply by July 2nd to do a mural that is what you would see typically in some of the other major cities across the country, which is the postcard that says Welcome to Pittsfield. And that'll be going on the building of Barrington Stage Company. They're right by the Liechtenstein Center. So that application is due. If you're an artist and want to apply, you just provide some of your other works. And that'll be going up this summer as well. Mm. So we will be at 40 murals in our downtown by the end of the season.
That's a lot. That's
it
great.
It is. And, yeah. And you know, you can do that shopping-wise in downtown. We have some brand new places that have opened up. Pixel Vault sells new they sell used video games and things of that nature. We have some new restaurants that will be coming and popping up by the end of the summer, which is fantastic. And, of course, between Barrington Stage, the Colonial Theater, and the Beacon, you have all your generations available in terms of what you'd like to see. And the museum is going to be reopening soon, which That's is right. going to be amazing. So.
Yeah. Nice job pulling in the theme again with generations.
I've done this before, yeah.
Good salesperson.
Yes.
So there is. There's so much to do.
Yeah.
It's important that we don't lose sight of that and that we are paying attention to the events that are happening here in Pittsfield.
Yeah.
And those murals. I mean, is there a list of them by any chance?
So on the app, there's actually a list. You can also go to downtownpittsfield.com and you can actually view them there as well. But yeah, I mean, we have between the 40 murals between our local artists and some world-renowned artists.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the one on the DA's office, Jan the Explorer, he did that with VR goggles. It was an amazing experience to watch him with his, this eye gear being able to paint. He's done over 50 murals over across the country. Our Sisterhood mural, which is on the Shipton building, which has sort of become an icon for this whole program. The artist Sylvia, she's done work in Boston. She's done work for Google. She's done work at the U.S. consulate in Beijing. So some of I love our local artists. I love the fact that we can take what we have here, combine it with some of these individuals who do larger scale work and really just sort of showcase what Pittsfield is, and again, when you look at Where nature and city meet is sort of what the new one says. You can see the bicyclist, you can see a canoer, you can see the animals, and then take something like the Sisterhood mural, which really talks about the history of Pittsfield and women's sort of support of what's gone on in our community. It's just, it's an amazing thing to have a small town like Pittsfield be able to do this.
Yeah, and like you said, it's great to use local artists, but what a great thing to bring in people from outside too, because it's bringing them into our community, exposing them to our community, and then they take their art with them, you know, and so that there's that give and take in other cities and other parts of the country. So it's a great to have some other outside influence every now and then.
Well, and the committee always tries to make sure they have a connection to Pittsfield. For example, Jan actually lived in Berkshire County and spent time in Pittsfield growing up. Sylvia was actually, she was at Mass MoCA for a year as an apprentice, you know, an artist there. Right.
That alone must give you a pool of people to draw from
absolutely
for these projects, right?
You know, and so, you know, we want to support all of our community absolutely, and those connections, as you said, that just reach out beyond just really make it worthwhile.
And when we talk about art and the murals, we also, for the parade each year, there's a poster, right?
Yes.
That's put together. So tell us about this year and how someone could go about getting one from this year, and then some of the ones from the past years, what people can do.
So our parade posters each year, if you provide a donation of $25 or more, you can choose to have a parade poster. This year, we're printing them up after the, so we have a good count for it. This year, it does highlight the 250. One of the things you'll see in this year's there's a balloon. You'll see a hot air balloon and the name Sue. And that's in honor of Sue Rock. So Sue was on our committee. She was the clerk secretary, and she was really the driving force. She retired off the committee 2 years ago and did pass last year, unfortunately. You know, and we use balloons in the actual posters themselves to recognize the commitment that a volunteer has made. And Sue was amazing. It was. I mean, she's the one who taught me, as I said, you know, coming up through the ranks of someone who just started on one of the community group streets and learning about the parade and learning about all of the work that goes into it and all of the emails that need to go out and all the printing that has to happen and all the, you know, she did it all. You know, I love Pete Marchetti, and I know he was an exceptional president of this, but Sue did all the work. If you actually look back at previous years, you'll see certain years have those hot air balloons in the back and a name. So that really is an honor to the generations who actually put in the time and the work to do this. You can actually, on the PittsfieldParade.com, on our website, if you are interested in actually purchasing some of the older versions of the parade posters, they are available. They're $10 each. Unfortunately, we don't ship them because it's a little expensive to ship them. But you order them, and then you will be reached out from someone from the committee or someone from Downtown Pittsfield Inc. to be able to come and pick them up at our offices on North Street. So, you know, again, I grew up and, you know, had my grandmother had one framed in her living room, and my husband, when I met him, his parents had them in their den. You know, so if you're interested in some of those older posters, definitely check them out online, and or stop by in Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and we can help you out.
And I think a lot of us have seen those in our homes or have them in our homes over the years. So they are a pretty cool collectible. And where is the office if they are called to the house?
Yep, Downtown Pittsfield Inc. office is at 431 North Street. We are across the street from Dottie's. It's the best way to explain it. Our office hours are, we pretty much are there. Someone is there Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2. My schedule in the office always depends on what kind of events I have going on or other meetings. So we are absolutely available either before 10 or after 2. We just always like to make sure that an appointment's made to make sure someone's there to see you.
And for those folks who have registered for the parade, you know, make sure that, because I know everybody will receive or has received some instructions for day of. And also some preparatory stuff if they have a float, right? Because there are a lot of restrictions for safety reasons. And so please review that so that you don't have any surprises day of, and take advantage if there are still some more. Are there any more meetings, trainings, if they were, or are those done?
So each year we schedule usually about a half a dozen float workshops.
Float workshops.
Is what they're called. And they are complete at this point. So
we do say
the packets will be getting emailed with your lineup number.
Mm-hmm.
You will get a parking or a car pass if you have a vehicle that you are planning to have in the parade itself.
Mm-hmm.
You will get your instructions on what street to arrive to and at what time. Then you'll also get the rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Our biggest one is for safety reasons, we do not allow people to throw things out into the crowd.
Right.
You know, candy and things like that is fun. And it, you know, see the kids get all excited. But, you know, we have some big vehicles coming through the parade.
Mm-hmm.
Premium Waters is one of our sponsors. And they bring their big tanker truck.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very important that everybody stays safe.
Yeah.
We have a couple of approved groups. Our Elks Club actually gives out small little flags mm-hmm. for the parade. So that is something they've gotten approved through us. One of our floats, who is a returning group, actually, which is wonderful. They work with children's literature, mm-hmm. the literacy. And so they hand out kids books. And that has been approved by the committee. But otherwise, nobody is allowed to hand out or throw things out into the crowd. We don't allow animals.
This is all safety reasons.
Yes, absolutely. Right. We had a group who really wanted to come and bring animals, but we also know how hot the streets get.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would never expect someone to walk barefoot down the street, and so we really, and for the animals, the comfort and safety, we do not allow animals as well. So yeah, definitely check all of those things out. If you have a car that you want to decorate and have not attended one of the float workshops, you can reach out to us and we can give you some guidance and some suggestions. But all of the floats that we have, which six floats have been come through, have all gone to this workshop and mm-hmm. gotten all the details. So we always love that.
Yeah. So because so much goes into this, please, if you are participating, do follow the rules, be patient. This committee has put so much effort into this and they run such a tight ship, but it's, you know, they're always so pleasant to deal with and they've put so much effort into this. So please, you know, just follow the instructions
yeah.
and make it easy for everybody. And if you're attending, first of all, what's the website again before we go any further?
PittsfieldParade.com.
Okay. So one other thing that we're definitely looking for is volunteers.
Yes.
So you can go to
PittsfieldParade.com.
And see what kind of volunteer opportunities there are, because that is another really big need for this major event.
Yes.
Yes. So if that's somewhere you can help. Please look into that.
We recommend everyone come down, but make sure you're watching where you're parking. You know, check that mm-hmm. out in advance. Be respectful of our, you know, community around downtown. Of course, mm-hmm. there's Melville Street parking lot, Summer Street parking lot, McKay Street parking lot. You know, come early. Don't set up your chairs the night before. That's, mm-hmm. you know, always a challenge. but, you know, come down and enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Celebrate our generations.
And so we're wrapping up here. A couple of things, Rebecca, just to kind of go over some of the highlights. First of all, if you do miss it, you can't make it there that day. You can either watch it live on PCTV channel 1301 or PCTV Select 1 or on the PCTV Facebook page. And you can always watch it later as well. But if you are able to attend, let's go over the times and date again, just so everybody's on the same page.
Yes, yeah, so the July 4th parade does take place on July 4th, which mm-hmm. is Saturday this year.
Mm-hmm.
We will be stepping off right at 10 a.m. To get the best spot. You'll want to come a little bit early. There will be plenty of food trucks and other restaurants that will be open for coffee and breakfast and things like that. So come early, get your chairs set up. We do start closing down streets around 8 o'clock. So if you are trying to get to work, if you aren't able to attend, just plan accordingly.
Okay. So 4th of July, Saturday, 4th of July.
Yes.
10 a.m. The parade starts. Find your space somewhere along South Street, North Street, Wakona Street. There's lots of room. Just plan accordingly for how to get in here. Make sure that you have a place to park. Think about all those diversions and detours. Just be prepared for that and have a great time. What do we got for next year? So next year, any themes yet for next year?
Nope, but if anyone wants to provide one, come. We'll be putting out on our Facebook page our next meeting, and you can be part of the parade.
All right. Rebecca Breen, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
And getting all that information out about the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everybody. 250th, as good as any of them. And plenty more to come. There really is. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining us here for the Morning Drive on WTBR and WSBR. Please keep in mind the men and women of the armed services serving overseas, and enjoy your 4th of July.